Turkey is seeking to purchase the Russian S-500 missile defense system. That's what Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said in the weekend. He also stressed that Ankara's agreement with Moscow concerning the S-400 system is a done deal. Erdogan said Ankara does not intend to step back from the deal, despite the U.S. pressure.
S-400'lerin bize teslimiydi.
I have made a proposal to Russia for the joint production of the S-500s. The S-400 deal is completed. Under the contract, the deliveries are to begin in July or maybe even earlier. Russia has offered us very good conditions. After that, we will talk about the S-500, including joint production, as well as S-400.
Turkey has made it clear that it is determined to deploy the Russian missile defense system on its soil, despite the opposition by the U.S. Turkey says it will provide for its military needs from whatever sources it needs to. However, Washington has threatened to impose sanctions on Ankara and even warned Turkey that this could cause it to lose its NATO membership.
Turkish position is very clear. Turkey is willing to acquire S-500 with Russia once the S-400 deal is completed. And this shows that Turkey will not step back from the S-400 deal. The U.S. now wants Turkey to end the deal or else it will impose sanctions. However, Turkey seems to care less about U.S. sanctions.
Turkey was trying to seal a deal with the U.S. on F-35 fighter jets as well as Patriot missiles. But the U.S. suspended their delivery, citing Turkey's interest in Russian missile defense systems. Ankara says it was forced to seek Russian alternatives due to Washington's foot dragging. The statement by Turkey's president on Russian missile defense systems is considered a call for war with the U.S. as a NATO ally. But observers say with the ongoing economic crisis, Turkey cannot afford American sanctions. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Istanbul.